Hey, it's Art here, and I just wanted to talk to you quickly about building habits and forming new ideas and making them part of your life, because I've been out of high school now. I've been out of school. I'll be 40 this next year, so what's that? That's like 22 years out of school, right? So, since I was out of school, I wanted to do a bunch of things and do some stuff with my life. Some of the stuff has happened, which is great. Some of the stuff hasn't, but now reflecting back on what has and what hasn't happened in my life, I wanted to kind of go over, you know, the small steps that you can take to make sure things happen in your life. So, for instance, say you're to get 1% better in an area of your life every year. So, say you get 1% better in forming habits in your life. So, say you try to form 100 new habits over the course of the year, and you got one to stick, right? So then the next year, you do the same thing, right? So the next year, you try 100 different habits, which are basically the habits that you want to form, which are the ones good for you, not the bad ones. You get that one to stick, right? So check this out. If you were to get 1% better each year in a specific area of your life, it's not just 1% better in that specific area of your life. So, for instance, if you get 1% better in actual forming of habits, right? So say that one task that you wanted to get better in was to do push-ups. Just say do push-ups every morning, 10 push-ups every morning, okay? That stuff spiders out into your life, and it makes your life that much better. It's not 1% better, but it is exponentially better. Why? Because you feel more healthy, and if you do it right away in the morning, you feel like you've started your day off right, and now your day's starting off right. You don't want to ruin your day by doing something wrong, so maybe your whole day starts to look better. So when you're thinking in terms of building things in your life, and if you only get one of those right in a whole year, it's not just the one thing that's helping you. It's the cross promotion of that thing in your life. So that's why I would tell you to go ahead and focus on the big things in your life. Focus on the people in your life. Focus on the habits. Focus on the relationships. Focus on you. You know, you always come first. So if you just perhaps say you want to eat broccoli twice a week as a habit, and you start doing that, well, the health implications of that are going to be tremendous. You can't just say that's 1% better. That's exponentially better. It might make you, you might drop weight, you might gain weight, but it will make you eventually a better person. So try it out.